Once again, we have this weird passage for Christmas time. Last week, I made you celebrate Palm Sunday as part of the first Sunday of Advent, and here Jesus is talking in apocalyptic language, signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. I'm worried that you think I'm ruining Christmas. Last week, Advent, the Advent invitation that we were reflecting upon was that we ought to welcome Jesus into our lives and our hearts, but knowing that as Jesus enters into us, that Jesus will want to purify us. This week, the Advent invitation is to hold God's Word within you. In Advent, we are preparing for Jesus' arrival. And Jesus has said elsewhere in the Gospels, in this world you will have trouble, and therefore we need to endure and remain steadfast. But while we endure, God's Word can fill us with peace, hope, and joy. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, indeed we thank you that by your word, all things came into being, and so we have our very lives, thanks to your word. We thank you that your word became flesh, walked among us, and so we had the chance to see within creation what light and life looks like. And now by your Spirit, you are present. May you bless the giving and the receiving of your word, so that it accomplishes your purpose in our hearts and minds. Amen. One of the newest choir members was speaking with me earlier this week. I won't say their name. They're somewhat vertically challenged for the moment, but not challenged in speaking their mind. I just presume that what they said arose out of a sense of trust and with me, that we had a good relationship with each other. And she said, your sermon last week, it was so boring. I kept falling asleep onto the person next to me. Well, what should I talk about then? And she thought about it. Dragons. Talk about dragons. Now, as it turns out, I think we can talk about dragons and Christmas. But with apologies, we're going to have to leave behind the Disneyfication of dragons. So this isn't Puff the Magic Dragon or Pete and his dragon. This isn't the band of friendly dragons and wings of fire. This is the ancient dragon. Dragons were always creatures of greed and deceit. They were bringers of illness and dissension and violence. Dragons sought and used power for domination and destruction, and always where dragons were, there was disorder and death. Now, the astute among you might immediately have thought, there is a dragon in the Bible, a dragon in Revelations. And perhaps we've stumbled upon the secret origins of the book of Revelation. Some parent, child, came to them and asked for there to be more dragons in the stories about Jesus. In Revelation, the dragon is Satan, the accuser of God's people, the one who condemns humans. The dragon is the devil, the liar, the deceiver, the thief, and the murderer. Revelation describes a dragon who only exists to destroy and kill. There is no sense that there is pleasure taken in this, or that it has any purpose or any meaning, only that the dragon hates. This is a dragon who seeks to pull all the nations and all powerful people into his works of deception and destruction. And even today, I think we sense this battle going on. this complex power that seems to lie behind so much that happens. As we look at national or global problems, it seems that everyone feels trapped, powerless, caught between bad choices, and others have clearly given everything up in their search for power. And what can we do against such evil? How can we hope to bring about real change? Other dragons come into our lives. Cancer, daily chronic pain, broken relationships, secret shame, secret guilt, besetting sins that have a hold on us. Who will come and save us? In Revelation 12, the author saw this. A great portent appeared in the heaven. A woman. She was pregnant and crying out in birth pangs, in the agony of giving birth. And then another portent appeared in heaven. A great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. His tail swept down 1/3 of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And then the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bear a child, so that he might devour her child as soon as it was born. And she gave birth to a son, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was carried away and taken to God, and to God's throne. And the woman was taken into the wilderness, to the place prepared for her. Moving in circles, Revelation describes the ongoing assault of the dragon against humanity, especially against all believers. The dragon is defeated in Revelation, but not in battle and not with violence. The dragon is defeated by the death and resurrection of Jesus, and by the words that come from Jesus' mouth. And so Jesus' words are not like our words. His words always accomplish something. When Jesus speaks, something always happens. God's word always is accomplished. God's purposes are always accomplished. And so we fast and we celebrate at Advent and Christmas because we want to seal this joyful news that the dragon has been defeated. We want to seal this joyful news in our hearts. Jesus was born. Jesus came and will come again to save the world. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, Luke records, John the Baptist's father beginning to sing, because God has redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty salvation in the house of his servant David, as he promised through his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we will be saved from all of our enemies. We must endure for now. For, as Jesus warned us in the passage we heard this morning, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and plagues. There will be terror. There will be great distress and wrath. It feels that way now, perhaps, with COVID. It feels that way now, perhaps, as we hear about the disasters that are happening around our world. It seems that way as we listen to the news coming from other countries. But it has always been true. The dragon has continued his war, driven by hate. And so we must remain steadfast. And while we wait, we must eat, as it were, the words of God. As it was, you may see that in the silent prayer, the opening of the bulletin. Grant, Father, that we would hear, mark, read, and learn, and inwardly digest your words, so that we might hold fast the hope of everlasting life given us through our Savior Jesus. We welcome the words of God into our hearts. They can bring encouragement, peace, hope, and joy. Read your Bible daily. Read your Bible and pray about what you read. If this is a struggle for you, I invite you to join us at 7:15 on Zoom. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're there reading and praying together. Memorize Scripture. Put it in your mind. And study Scripture. Adija shared with us yesterday at the deacons' meeting about coming to Canada and coming to this new church, new language, new culture, new way of doing things, and the hardship she faced. And what was it like joining us for worship in a style that she wasn't familiar with, in a language she wasn't familiar with? And she said these powerful words. If you pray, if you find strength in God's words, you'll be okay. Why is God's word like this? Why is Scripture like this? It is not psychology. It is not reason. Because when God speaks, God accomplishes thing. God accomplishes something always. Jesus' words are different than my words. That goes without saying. If I say the word hope, perhaps you feel something or you remember something or you think something. But when Jesus says hope, it can suddenly be. Jesus is the one for whom and through whom and by whom all things have been created. God created all things simply by speaking, by a word. All things came into being. Heaven and earth may pass away, Jesus said in our reading this morning, but my word will never pass away. So this is the Advent invitation we reflect upon today, to listen to Jesus, to put the Scriptures into our hearts and into our minds, to seek Jesus as we do that, Jesus, the Word of God. And as you do this, may God's Word be alive within you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.